We were talking about the heterim of shus to shus, scenarios where you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha if the issue what you're asking him to do is a derabbanon. So one of the examples of this, as we said, one of the heterim of shus to shus is only mutter if there's a valid tzarech. One of the tzarech which you mentioned was a tzarech mitzvah. Shus to shus for the purpose of a mitzvah is permitted. So if a person doesn't have a sitter which he needs to daven, a maxer which is difficult to daven without a maxer on Yom in the Royim, he needs a maxer, and the only way he can get this maxer to the shul is by asking a non-Jew to carry it through the air of his down. He wants to ask a non-Jew to carry it to shul. He could ask a non-Jew to carry that for him to shul. He can say that directly. He does not need to make any hints. He can say that directly. The person doesn't have wine for Kiddush, and he can't go somewhere. He can't go somewhere else. He needs to bring wine to his house. He has small children at home. He can't get them out, so he can ask a non-Jew to bring wine to his house for the purpose of Kiddush. If a person doesn't have other tzarech, he doesn't have bread for the suda, doesn't have challah for the suda. A person in the tzarech and suda include that a person should have some type of basar for the meal. If a person wants them to have some type of basar for the meal, a person wants to have one hot food for the meal, those who present a tzarech and suda, that's a shus to shus for makom mitzvah, that would be permitted. Rav Moshe was asked a question about having a non-Jew push somebody in a wheelchair. In a place where there's no Erev. It's a case where there's no Erev, but it's a Drabonin type of place of carrying. It's a Carmelist asking a non-Jew. So we would have the person would be pushed by a non-Jew from his home to the shul, going through an area which is considered only a Carmelist. A shus to shus, the Malka Mitzvah. So the Prima Gadim seems to say that this is Mutter. Rav Moshe actually did not want to be Mekel. Many other Poskim are Mekel on that. If a person has that Halacha L'Maaseh Shaul, you should ask a Rav. For the purpose of Tila B'Tzibra, is that a valid Tzarech Mitzvah that you're going to be Mater in shus to shus? Those are some examples of the Heter of shus to shus of Malka Mitzvah. Have a good morning.